hard place and a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
All right.
So we'll probably edit that part
out. I think we're going to have to stop.
Daisy fucking douche.
Whoa. Yeah, you stayed at my house once.
Go outside.
You gotta go outside?
You gotta go outside and make poop. You gotta poop in your poops. We did finger her butt earlier. There was butt fingering.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it was like...
I don't think I've ever had to express...
Well, you remember when Buckley would, like, scoot his butt on the sidewalk and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was trying to do.
Well, Daisy, go outside.
Take her. Get her out of here.
Hold on. Pause.
I can't fucking eat. You can eat your chocolate and walk at the same fucking time. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. What the fuck kind of psychotic logic is this?
I get it. I want to sit down and eat my chocolate. I get
well,
it.
Well, I bought it for you, so fuck off.
I feel like every time, Alex, you try to take her out, though, she doesn't listen. She just sits there barking at you.
Just leave her out there. That's the logic I have.
Yes. Well, you want to be an outside dog now?
Yeah, like, you want to live outside because you're an asshole?
I say that to my kids all the time. Like, you want to be an outside kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Well, she's probably going to find something smelly to roll in.
Yeah, we'll spray that bitch down.
All right, tell me this isn't the same guy.
Yo, yeah, what up? Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
It's a late midnight twilight episode.
Bullshit. It's the same exact guy. It's not the same guy. It's gotta be the same guy.
That's the Lion guy. There's another guy. That
wants no, it's the same guy.
What's this show called?
Mountain Man.
Oh, Alex and Ashley are sitting here with me.
It's the same guy. Look it up.
They're watching Mountain Man. And they're, as
because
you can see,
he has his in-house dog, and then he has his chasing dogs. Whatever they call those. Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
His retrievers?
They're... What? What would you call those? They're not beagles. Yeah, they're a certain type of hound dog, though. They're not blood
blue ticks.
I don't know. They chase mountain lions up trees.
Yeah. Coon hound.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that book? Where the one gets ripped open by one?
No idea what you're talking about, buddy.
You know what book I'm talking about. There's a book.
Yeah, one thing at a time.
There's a book where a dog gets
ripped open.
Intestines ripped open by a cat.
By a cat.
Like a mountain lion or a cougar. Or,
fuck
or
yes,
a,
I was right. Mike, that's Adele. Hold on. This is Rich. That is the lion guy.
They don't they look exactly the same?
It doesn't matter, I was right!
They wear the same clothes and hat and everything.
I feel like there's not too many versions of mountain men that you can stray from.
Dude, if you've seen pictures of them side by side, you'd be like, that's just an older version of him.
Yeah, that's just what he's going to look like
no,
after he lives
in
the woods.
He's got the same hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they are surviving on like the same mountain, just different sides.
He just switched names.
There's a big general store at the top.
They ran out of people. They ran out of mountain men because all of them died.
Just start making copies.
Just fucking
send it. Using leftovers.
Yeah. One of the coolest ones died.
They all got deformed toes and shit.
Yeah.
What do? Like freeze to death on a mountain or something?
Nah, he had like a tumor on his liver or something.
Did he die on the mountain?
He died in the arms of his wife, it said.
That's gay.
Well, the whole time we were wondering if he was gay.
Yeah.
Like.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what his wife said, just so she could cash in.
Mm-hmm.
They probably had a very fair agreement worked out where he could go out in the mountain and be gay. And she can have all his money that he makes from TV.
Sounds fair.
I wonder how much those guys like get paid.
Probably a decent amount, I would assume.
Or anything. I mean, it's like, I was going to be out here doing this anyways. If you guys want to come film me, that's fine.
Right. I'm sure they had to, like, send in some sort of video, or they just came and found him. Like,
yeah.
Creeping.
Oh, I'm sure. DLC style. Yeah. Well, it's probably, like, you know, Les Stroud and then Bear Grylls.
They just, like, came in with helicopters.
Everybody's probably like, I'm going to start doing that. And then they're like, we need to find, like, five of the weirdest people who just look insane.
Right.
And let's go watch him build a house.
or this guy with his fucking homemade fucking skis.
It's wellies just zipped.
Yeah, this is happening right now. But, anyway. This is going to be horrible content.
This is.
We can't just watch a show and talk about it. I mean, we can.
We can.
Oh, so we there can was do a whatever hood cat, we want. Hood cat today. I thought it came out from under my car.
What, a cat today?
Yeah, just a cat. Yeah, fuck that bitch. She can fucking sit out there.
I already couldn't have my chocolate. I want to have my beverage.
Yeah.
Yo, mic up, dude. Turn that shit on. You're just sitting here talking to us.
I know. Duck, you can just hear her in the background.
From the corner. Although, yeah, the other episode you're in, it was great having you just giggling in the back.
Yeah.
So a cat just came up and was like, what up?
I don't know. I went outside and then Ashley was like, there's a cat. And I was like, motherfucking cats.
Yeah, we got two strays hanging around the back of work.
Well, I live in the hood, so there's like a million cats.
Right.
Yeah.
And you live like kind of by the country too, so it's probably like all these country cats.
It's the brackish waters.
Yeah.
It's the brackish.
What's brackish water?
It, you know, it's where, like, salt water and fresh water meet.
Where's the salt? Oh, from the road?
I don't know, man.
From the highway?
There's some salty people over here.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two cats outside of work. Both of them are all gray with little white, like, half socks.
Ah, yes, yes.
And just a little tip of white at the tail.
This one was a tuxedo.
We named Salami and Pastrami.
Ah, this is very nice.
Which led to me saying, hey, what's up? I'm Salami Pastrami and welcome to Nitrous Circus or something like that.
Okay. I get what you...
Nitrate.
Nitrate
Circus.
I get where you were going with that. God, I couldn't even talk right.
What's up? Like, I'm Salami Pastrami. Welcome to Nitrate.
That hurt
circus.
My brain so much. I couldn't even talk right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a busy day.
Yeah, you'd be Dang having
Christmas.
That.
A lot of energy from the kids. And then, bam, they get slapped today with strep throat. And they're both just like,
puppy.
I was, like, sitting there on the couch. I look over. Mara's just looking at me. I'm like, are you looking at me? And she's just like.
I'm going to die, Dad.
She's got the blanket pulled up. I'm like, oh, hi. And she's just. waving at me under her blanket.
Doing, like, a little distraction call.
Yeah. So, Desmond started off sick today. Yeah. And then. Amara was just pretending to be sick because she wanted to be like Desmond. But then Ash is like, you seem like you're actually sick.
Hell no.
She's like, oh,
turns out it's true.
Yeah. So now she's like, can I have the rest of Desmond's medicine? When he like doesn't finish it all. Like, no. Like,
you'll Let probably, me get his drugs. Like,
you'll probably, yeah.
Did you give her a cookie?
I did.
Punch her in the fucking face, Nick.
Stop it.
We're kidding. We do not punch my dog in the face. Put the blanket over her. Give her a fucking toy. Just,
yeah, there we go. Trap her in there.
Yeah, just bombard her with blankets.
Damn it.
Jesus Christ, she's such a fucking douche.
Is she looking at you or at him?
I'm not going to look at her.
Yeah.
Because if I look at her, like she knows I'm just
trying to do stuff.
She probably wants you to stick your finger in her ass again.
Right.
Okay, so I go back to it. That. It's spray, it was spraying everywhere. Because I've never, like, done it.
There's two anal glands. Yeah. So you
gotta stick your fingers up in there and just...
Yeah, you gotta pop. You gotta milk it. Yeah. You gotta milk that ass.
Yeah.
Well... I mean... You said it.
I told you I had a gross popping story.
So, yeah. Well, this was kind of like that.
On Christmas, Ashley's dad has had this, like, cyst or something on his back. They just keep, like, squeezing it. It just keeps coming back and gets, like, all pressured up. So, Ashley's, like, he's got his shirt off. I think I was, like, talking to the kids at the counter. And I look over and she's just sitting there. She's like, I need the safety goggles. She had to goggle up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I come over.
I'm about to put her in a different room.
What do you want? Yeah, you're ruining this, Daisy. She wants to be a Daisy. Fucking douchebag. You're ruining this, Daisy. Yeah, he's got this big old thing on his back. So she's pushing on it. And then she calls for the safety goggles. She puts them on. And I'm, like, getting... I can smell it already again, dude. Ugh. I go over there, and she's like, you might want to move. And right as I move, she squeezes it. It just explodes, like, past her head, all over her shirt, like, on the little coffee table.
So it was like a cum shot, but...
Oh, dude, and it stank. And she was like, 10 minutes later, she was standing there, and I'm like, you got to go change your shirt. She had to borrow a shirt from her dad.
I might have to divorce you if you don't. Change your clothes.
Dude, she was talking about how she might get a moo-moo. I was like, I'm putting my foot down. You are not allowed to get a fucking
oh, boy.
Moo-moo. We're not at moo-moo stage in our life yet.
Nah.
Give it at least 50-something. Let's get through the 40s before we start moo-mooing up. She's like, well, I just need like a big shirt to sleep. I'm like, just get one. I got that 5XL down in the basement.
Right.
Looking fresh as fuck, dude.
Fresh. Fresher than a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this little fucker shut the fuck up now.
What did she just do?
Just drank a bunch of water.
Oh, she just wanted water.
I don't know what she wants ever. She barks. She's a dog.
She's getting senile.
She's a dog.
I don't know. I'm a dog.
No, she's far from senile. Trust
me. Dude, I'm full of aches and pains.
Yeah.
My whole shoulder and chest is weird feeling.
Mm-hmm. I think they call that a stroke or like a heart attack.
No, that's your left arm.
Well, you just said shoulder and chest. I mean, that could be either side.
I pointed at this one, which is on my right side, doctor.
I'm just saying. For everybody out there listening.
From my point of view, you were pointing to your left shoulder.
Yes.
What is that a picture of?
Bro, I don't have any clue.
Okay. I couldn't tell if it was like far away or what the fuck was happening. I think I was about to actually have a stroke there, though.
See? No, it was actually happening.
Yeah.
I think he's hunting for... mountain goats.
Yeah. Oh, is this the other guy you were talking about?
No, not the one that I thought was the other one.
Oh.
This guy's Marty. He's cool.
Marty!
He just, like, flies a fucking airplane like a badass.
And then just walks around and hunts?
Yeah. Cool. Just, like, his snowmobile breaks down all the time and he just sleeps in the middle of the woods.
Do you think these mountain men ever, like...
die?
Well, yeah, of course they do.
Yeah. There's a little murder axe.
I was going a different way with it, with my questioning, so we'll just leave it there.
Where were you going?
You think they ever get lonely out there on the mountain?
Just fuck the frozen animals they trap?
Just make snow pussies.
Snow pussy.
It's just like, all right, you got to catch
once
two.
Once you turn the inside out, it's good.
You turn a jackrabbit inside out, and then
who
it
do
turns
you think made the fleshlight? You know,
it was a mountain man. A mountain man flashlight.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. That guy's definitely had sex with an animal. Look at him. He's like, where the fuck are they?
He's one of the coolest ones.
I gotta find the caribou.
So I can get the carapoon.
Like, this guy's definitely gonna die out there. Well, and that's awesome. You should. Yeah.
For sure gonna die out there.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was thinking about dying today.
Well, I think about it every day.
But... I got, here's an idea. We enter BattleBots, right? Mm-hmm. And we just dress me up like a robot.
So you just get, like, murdered?
Yeah.
By a robot?
It would have to be a suicide pack, so, like, I'll go in first, and you have to pretend, like, you're controlling me. Yeah, you're controlling me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then in round two, it's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, man. It looks like he spilled a lot of hydraulic fluid out there. I think we got to patch it up.
Yeah.
And then we'll just stick, you know, you'll pull my dead body out, bam, throw it in the trash.
Pow.
And then... we'll just throw your body in there, and then Ashley can be like, yeah, I'm controlling him. Oh, no, looks like we lost a lot of hydraulic fluid on this one, too.
Right.
Daisy, shut up. What are you doing? You're ruining everything. You're just watching it. The little wiggles and movements.
It's just a tiny demon in the room. Yeah. Turn over there.
Maybe that's...
lay the fuck down.
Maybe that's all she wants.
Dude, I don't know. I deal with this every day. Anywho.
Hi.
So we were talking about, you know, bleeding robots and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that exhibit, I believe it was in, like, Japan? And it was a robot that, like, just leaked hydraulic fluid.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would try to scoop it back up.
Yeah. And it just slowly bled to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Like, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude, you could do that to me.
No. Come on. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You just cut me. Jesus Christ. I'll do it as an art project, bro.
No. God. Sometimes I just want to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Dude, I'm just kidding.
Imagine
me in an art studio just trying to put blood back in my arm.
Yeah. Sounds like a Charlie and Frank.
Why isn't anybody helping me?
The fucking toe knife.
Everyone's just like, ooh, oh, groundbreaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a BattleBot suicide would be cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
Not literally. If somebody else did it, I wouldn't care.
You start looking up BattleBots and try to guess which ones we could take in one-on-one combat.
Dude, I don't know. There's some pretty hardcore ones.
Anyone that spins, I'm like, all right, no. Fucking, no.
You see the one that, like...
that's going to fuck you up.
Spun around and, like, smashed a washing machine and had, like, a ice pick hammer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck that, dude.
All right, what if you got whatever weapons the other BattleBot had?
What?
Like, say that one that has just, like, a big hammer. What if you got a big hammer, too?
So, like, what if you dressed up like a knight, like, you wore armor? Like,
yes.
A,
yeah, okay, sure.
Like, you were, like, a
you
like
get...
a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
But you had, like, a morning star or, like, a mace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like this.
Yeah. All right. Well, they got the advantage of, like, metal bodies and stuff and no emotions, stuff like that, right? So maybe we could have, like, cattle prods.
You can also jump and, like, do human stuff.
True.
So, like,
true.
I would watch a human
fight a BattleBot in full armor.
Yeah.
That'd be cool as fuck.
Well, you know how they do that. Like,
yeah, they do night fighting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But just against the robot.
Yeah, against the BattleBot.
Dude.
That'd be cool.
Why is this not a show?
I feel like that would be more of an, you know, that would be more fair than having to fight, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other robot, but there's not really any robot. I think I could beat up any robot.
Exactly. But then they got those saws that come out of the ground and shit. So what if you get your foot sawed in half?
That's not good.
Yeah. Right.
Because you can't stop. It's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah.
And they got flamethrowers and like.
Yeah.
Be cool as shit, dude.
That, I think we're onto something. Shotguns with knives.
Yeah, that's where knife gun comes into play.
The knife gun.
Yeah.
Good old knife gun.
That would be my battle bot. Just cover just me in knives gun. And yeah. then put wheels on me and just
roll
wheel.
Around.
Yeah, just all fast as shit.
You'd be like from Twisted. Or,
it would have to be like you like with me on a dolly just swinging yeah. hammers and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just pushing you around like Hannibal yeah. Lecter. Yeah, dude. But your arms are free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just up to the chat, just up to the pits.
You got some of those long Mexican shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just spikes.
Just covered with fucking I mean, obviously the best way to win would just have what are those electrical,
like a cattle prod?
No, the pulse bombs.
Oh, yeah, like a little EMP.
EMP?
Yeah. And then you could just... Well, I mean, I feel like with those things, if you could just get on top of it. Maybe not the big hammer one.
Just shut the whole studio what down.
Yeah, I win. man, yeah. If you could just, like, wedge something in there and then, like, get in there with a fucking, like, screwdriver and just...
Right.
Yeah. Just get it, access. Yeah. Like that's the ground. That's the groundwork. Right.
Take the ground wire out.
Yeah. And there's just little hammers coming out, like just hitting you on the knuckles and shit. Like fuck. It's just hitting you with its own screwdrivers and spikes and stuff.
That's good.
That'd be pretty cool.
I like the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably somebody's going to steal it in some country where it's legal to have a human die against a robot.
Yeah. Well, how many miles off coast do we have to go before we hit international waters?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We could just use the UFC island.
We could just get little St. James Island.
Should we, like, send an email to fucking what's-his-nuts?
Dana White?
Yeah.
No, let's send a letter to... the Epstein estate and get little St. James Island.
We don't want rapey.
We're
robots.
Going out to Pedophile Island to fight robots, all right, people?
Just don't worry about
don't
it.
Don't worry about it. Just the guy's weekend away.
What if we hit up.
Fighting pedophile robots?
All right. Elon Musk.
These goddamn robots. You got rid of the human pedophiles.
Think Elon would be down. Or do you think Joe Rogan would, like, sponsor us? Who would sponsor us?
Probably everybody, man.
We just talk to all of them? Yeah. Because they're all in cahoots.
Yeah.
You know they all fucking hang out and talk about crazy shit. I seen it.
Yeah. We could probably convince Donald Trump to, give us a grant to go fight. Pedophile robots out
pedophile
there.
Pedophile robot. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So we put a pedophile in the suit.
No, the robots. The robot is a pedophile.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This got deep.
Just quit taking children out there. It's a robot. It can't swim. There's still just like some pedophile controlling the robot.
Right.
Or he's not even a pedophile, just the pedophile robot is making him do it. Because he's got other pedophile robots that are going to molest his kids if he doesn't.
I think he just, like, ruined Adventure Time for me. Now all I can think of is, like, a pedophile BMO. Or the toaster thing. Ashley, what is that thing's name? The toaster.
I'm good on that right now.
Jesus. Never mind. Gosh.
Look it up. Yeah. We finally got someone to look it like, up.
That's what you're here for.
Yes. From Adventure Time.
Toaster robot. Just
what else
type
should we?
That in.
What else should we ever look up? You're gonna want to look up.
Nepter.
Nepter. That sounds like a pedophile. Yeah, that's a,
look at it. You just look at it. Mm-hmm. Would you look at it? So we need to do like video. I've had a few people say so that like we can show stuff.
Yeah.
But we need to like get something we can maybe like a projector.
Oh yeah.
And a little screen.
Yeah, I mean, or just like a TV.
So then we could like look the shit up and like pop it up.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know what other equipment we need.
Probably just a better laptop.
Yeah. Sorry, that was just...
That's fine.
That was supposed to be part of the podcast.
A show
we can,
note.
We can fucking... Yeah.
I'll edit all this.
Whoever wants to fucking throw in. Yeah, if dude, you guys want to see some stuff, you can see some funny ass shit.
Yeah, if all these people want to see it, we'd be buddy.
We got some stuff. And some things.
Yeah.
So.
Then we would have to start like a Patreon.
Yeah.
Because...
I know.
I would eventually have my balls out. Which they probably can't do that on Patreon.
I don't know. But, I mean, we could always just, like, put, like, faces over them. Like.
Oh, yeah. Go back in and edit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not.
Just put your face balls. On.
Yeah, just put my face on both of them. Or your face and my face, and we're both like, that could be like the whole fucking picture.
Well, that was going to be the next t-shirt.
And Daisy could be like the dick.
Yeah.
Like, because she's a fucking, because she's a dick.
The balls are always yelling at the dick. Get out of here. Shut up. We're not making work come.
Oh, my God. It's good.
Yeah, dude.
It's good stuff.
You got to put a little cum joke in there, you know?
I dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 I think I'm just like stressed out.
Yeah, you'd be having
from
that.
Life
and the holidays.
The holidays,
yeah,
and just a lot of stimulation.
The
and
holidays are
and,
gay as fuck.
Yeah, I actually feel kind of like drained today. That, or I'm gonna be sick like my kids.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, we'll have that. That's what I get
for
making.
Yeah, that was about all I had on that one. Was just, yeah. Yep.
All right, well, maybe I'll cut out that fact. Welcome back to the Fact Cast, where I say something and Alex says either yep or no, and then we move on.
Like, I love my family, but like I did not want to go do anything.
Yeah.
And I love you guys. Oh, yeah. I did play that. I hate Yahtzee. Oh, I destroyed everyone.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, I got like 400 something points.
Ooh, is that a lot?
Yeah, I won by like almost 200. It was 100 something I won by. Yeah, I was like, I don't even know how to play this game.
I'm wasted. I don't even know who the fuck you are, lady.
I was not wasted. But we did have this delicious drink. What? Salted caramel whiskey. And ginger beer. Like
ginger beer?
Ginger, like, no, I think it's ginger beer. But it wasn't beer, but
yeah,
you know what I'm talking
about.
Ginger beer. Yeah. I did not think it was going to be good. Holy shit, fuck. Shit my dick off.
Oh, shit my dick.
Well, shit in my dick hole. And call me mama. I don't know what that means, but...
You're very sure about it in the face. You're like, well, you sold it to me.
That's good.
Yeah, one of Ashley's... cousins brought over a 90s trivia game.
Yeah.
And
well, it was this one.
Dude. I just stood there and they asked like six questions and I just like blah.
Just killing it.
Oh yeah. And they're just like, what the fuck? I'm like, I know my 90s pop culture. I don't know.
Do you not see this killer mullet? Like,
I just washed it before.
Yeah, just I can tell.
Clean the
it's
mane
super
before
sexy.
It came out.
like, I'm half chubbed.
Hell yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm thinking about cutting it.
Nah.
Or just letting it
cutting it to where? The fuck, you get it permed. Perm that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I do need a permit.
My mom
before
can do that.
Okay.
My mom will hook it up.
How long does a perm take?
Fuck, if I know.
Ashley, have you ever gotten
a
perm?
I just know the smell. And it stinks.
Have you ever done anything with your hair?
Probably on account of the
poison.
Have
you ever had, like, curls? It's just always been straight and cut different.
See, she's just talking without a microphone again.
Click it on.
Did you
pick it up?
On?
I did turn it on.
It's going to be bassy as shit.
I don't want
I'm to Alex's work. Squeeze.
My name's Ashley.
Oh, God.
What's that dodgeball?
What?
The one chick who was doing steroids. Dodgeball.
Oh, the Russian lady?
No, the young, when they play the Girl Scouts.
Oh, I don't
know. And the one's like,
don't really
she's crying.
Oh, yeah. I don't really remember that movie.
I think her name might have been Ashley.
Hey.
Don't, no.
All I remember from that movie is Justin Long getting beamed with a fucking wrench.
Oh, yeah. You can dodge a wrench.
Yeah.
Dodge a girl.
He's just talking about drinking his piss and shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. And the pirate guy.
Oh, yeah. Pirate guy. Steve. Yeah,
Steve. Durr. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. There you go. He's dead. Oh, he died in 2017. He died in 2017. You came when I came over here. You busted that out like it was just happened today.
We just saw
it. And
it
was
today.
Shocking news.
And that, why they just did it again? And that's not even the same one. And
it was 2017.
Why did they do another one, Ashley?
Just to, for real. Just to
what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I read that right. It said
that was
2017.
A different
right?
one.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a terrible way to tell somebody that somebody died.
Yeah, that's twice today we've learned about how he's dead.
Something that happened in, like, almost 8 years ago. But
yeah.
That's fine.
One of my favorite characters of this show.
Where's
and
he been?
Tell me
eight
twice.
Years?
No, he's been. I haven't seen, like, the.
Where is he?
Well, he's dead.
What is he doing? He went to get water 8 years ago.
I haven't had fucking TV like this, you know?
Yeah. They're all, like, old as shit.
Well, yeah. They're mountain men, dog.
Well, what? I mean...
You get old on the mountains.
You can't do that on the mountain. They're all, like, 32.
You gotta be old, dude. You gotta have bad knees and fucking broken hips to live in the mountains. Are you retarded?
So are these people, like, homeless or...
No.
Or is the mountain their home?
Dude, the woods.
So they live in the woods?
Yeah, dog.
In homes or?
Well, you know.
Shelters.
He lives in that pile of brush.
Yeah, just a pile.
He's got a sled. Come on.
He's got a sled and half a barrel.
Yeah. Like, duh. He sleeps in the barrel.
Yeah, dude. The barrel, sometimes I use as a pillow, and other times and I like to use it as a shirt.
Sometimes he eats a little bit of his dog.
He just keeps cutting off pieces of his dog. I just keep feeding him himself, and he keeps growing it back. His dog's just gone.
Yeah, that's why it's not showing it anymore. He's got some cool sunglasses now, though.
So, since we don't have video, we are just sitting here watching the show Mountain Men still, and it's just old people walking around the woods and on ice. And
it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Old people should not be on ice.
Dude. I don't want to go on that. That looks horrible.
He's just chiseling at it, too. Like, I get spudding, but, like, I don't understand why you would want to chisel at ice that might already be thin.
Yeah. Because he's a mountain man and he knows what he's doing.
I'm a man. See, look. He's just stabbing the shit out of it.
Yeah, but then the cameraman's walking in front of him.
Right. Well, like, yeah. Let's be real close that ice, together.
That ice is probably 2 feet thick, I bet.
I've got a 100-pound camera.
They lie no, about all that not. Shit on
it's
here,
a small
dude.
Camera,
dude
I know.
Building that fucking house
I'm just picturing
earlier.
Like a cops, old school cops camera.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. TV cameras are like 800 pounds.
No, I know, but like...
They're on dollies.
Obviously, they're not using those.
How do they get a track and dolly out there?
This is the helicopter. I don't know what's going on.
He's like, hey, this is my dog.
This is my dog.
I fucking don't like the red helicopters. They always circle. Oh, it's coming in for a landing. It just fucking chops them up.
Yeah. The ice is a good place to land.
Those are pretty goofy-ass helicopters. It's so funny to me, all the goofy-ass helicopters. I like those old 70s helicopters that are just like a bubble and then metal.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I mean, I like the Vietnam ones.
The Huey Lewis in the news?
No, the
The Chinooks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Helicopter Ravine.
Yes.
The Chinooks have two rotors. Yes, 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 yes.
The big old ones that dropped all the...
Like, here, have a stuff. Tank.
Like, and maybe it'll make it to you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here it's coming. Oh.
Damn, we're all over the place.
Yeah. This is going to be really fucking goofy. Fun at it.
I have been watching a lot of Vietnam documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the Nam documentaries?
Well, duh. I like any war documentary.
I like, the Ken Burns one. Do you
I
do
don't
a
know
Vietnam?
Who the fuck Ken Burns is.
I don't know. There's some dude talking about how, like, he was a Marine in, like, Da Nang or something.
Ding dong.
So he's, like,
Scring dang.
Out in, like, this valley in the middle of the night, and he's on watch, and he just has, like, a whole headset and, or, like, a radio, and,
yeah.
And then he's like,
we're all gonna die.
It's just like, you can't even touch the thing because you think you can hear them talking. Like, you can smell them
right
in front of you. He's like, that's why I still sleep with a nightlight, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that shit would
suck. It's like when you'd see, like, the interviews from World War II, and they just start crying, and they're just like, I just remember how cold it was.
Dude, it's so hard to watch an old man cry.
It was so cold. Like, yeah.
Dude, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
Or even just not even an old man, just a fucking vet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember dude. Kurt, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had some funny stories.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I got to meet him.
Yeah.
Good dude. There's still some vets I know alive. Glad I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler's dad. Shout out to him.
Shut up.
Storm and Norman. That's another one.
Storm and Norman. Who the hell is Storm and Norman?
It's Tyler's dad. Bro. From Nam. Yeah.
Scary business, man. Yeah, I don't think being a tunnel rat was very fun.
Nah. Not at all.
Yeah.
Nor was being on a riverboat.
Yeah. Or like being in Vietnam at
all.
Well,
yeah. I was about to say that next, but
I don't think there was one thing about Vietnam that would have been like, that was an okay job.
If you like were just there like
it all just
on
sucked.
A typewriter or something.
That probably still sucked. It was hot.
Yeah, probably.
Lame. Yeah.
You gotta worry about snakes and shit at night.
Yeah.
And spiders and
mortars.
Yeah.
Bing Roy.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
still probably better than trying to defend a stupid hill that's named a number or
yeah, Hill 877.
Going on the what was that one river that was the worst?
Hamburger Helper
the fucking
Hill,
Delta, fucking Murder Kong. I don't know
Delta
what the
Murder
fuck
Kong
it was called.
Yeah. There's probably a bunch of fucking gorillas throwing barrels at you.
Yeah.
On top of the little Asian guys.
I remember stories of Bert would tell me of going to pick up, you know, like special forces guys.
Yeah.
And then the whole forest is just AK fire coming
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know, I never got hit.
RPGs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool.
And half those boats were not made out of steel.
What were they made out of? Aluminium?
I can't think of it.
Titanium.
No, it was a...
Meteorites.
No, like...
Knives?
Like plastic shit. Like a polyurethane
type.
Yeah.
Like that green fibrous stuff?
Maybe? Yeah.
Okay. Man, I bet that sounds kind of cool when it gets shot. It's probably like, dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they had like
steel, I would just like to listen to
steel
it.
Steel plating on the outer part, but you know what I mean. Mm. They just tried to make them light so they can make them fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zipping around the Delta.
There was a few different kinds
doing cocaine.
Of riverboats, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he told me a lot of stories about the gunner on the front doing cocaine.
Yeah, he told me stories about like getting a brick of cocaine and then it's just like, oh fuck, I gotta be in the field for a month and a half and I just have this brick of cocaine sitting here, but I could never do it.
Right.
So I just waited until I was made it out and then did it. Awesome.
Yeah,
cool story, dude.
I guess the gunner would always do a bunch of cocaine and
yeah. He was telling.
He would hear gunfire and be like, "Let's go,
get him!" Yeah, he told me that story.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. He was telling me about how like he would get cocaine. He'd go to like a hooch in this village, and like a kid would answer the door, and he'd just be like, "Get Mama's on."
Yep.
No Mama's on. Get Mama's on.
I remember the exact story, dude.
And then she'd just be like, "Okay, come on in. Like, here you go."
Just a little lady. Like
$50, yeah.
like badass coke.
Yeah, just bricks of coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Just some old woman living in a hut.
I was probably there with you when we heard this story.
Like 18-year-old Americans in the jungle. Yeah, we were probably over there together.
Yeah, definitely.
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 Get derfed. I think I need to like drink a couple more of these beers.
I need to take a piss, so... Intermission. Get demonetized.
Hey, listen here, Slick. Cut the creed.
Cut the creed. Cut the cheese.
The creed stops here.
You should taste this cheese we got.
Yeah. Okay.
Go get a slice.
Oh, okay, where is it?
Damn it.
Why don't you serve it to me, dude?
I know.
Be a good host.
I just said that in my head.
My sciatic.
I was going to say it out loud, and you didn't give me a chance.
Thanks for giving me a chance
God
to say
damn
that.
It. Thanks for giving me a chance to redeem myself.
Yeah, that's cool. Just have a drink of beer first.
Well, duh.
No, I want this cheese.
Finish this beer first.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, you might as well kill two birds with one stone. You're already going out there to get cheese. Well, what kind of cheese is it? Is it special?
Don't fucking worry about it.
Okay.
Ashley, you tell them about the cheese.
Ash, tell me about this cheese.
We went to the cheese lady, and we asked her for cheese for a grilled cheese. And they had like 100 cheeses, and so we just took the first one she offered. But
okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Cheese.
It's Gucci's? Would you say it's Gucci's?
But I will say that cheese selection is intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when you get in front of a wall of cheese, it is like, damn, I want to try a little bit of all this shit. So
but
where?
Like, where do you start? And how much cheese is too many cheeses to try?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think. Well, I mean, if it's free, start going to town.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Free tastes.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody at work today complimented your beard. Nelson. Yes, he said, "Dude, that guy's beard is awesome." I was like, yeah, Indians love it.
They do.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't know why, but it's okay with me.
Because it's a nice beard.
I'm trying to cut some cheese, like, not out of my butt.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But for Nicaris. Oh, who actually called me today? So well, I was pooping.
Yeah, I finally did it.
Yeah, he got me once.
I think since the last time we recorded, every conversation we had, I was on the toilet.
So, like, I have some weird...
Sense.
Like, I just know when to call people when they're pooping.
So it's not just me?
No, it's, like...
You've been talking to other shitters?
Yeah. Like... Like, it's...
Bro. My
like
guy.
It's a talent. Like, I don't know how to make money on it, though. Like... Like...
Some kind of an assassination an type. Like, yeah, your friend's shit, and you should call him.
Yeah.
With a knife in your hand like
well,
that,
I'm trying
dude.
To cut you some shit,
that looked awesome. Do that again, dude.
Whatever.
Hold on. I gotta get a picture of you doing your,
I can do it again.
Orb.
See? I told you I can't do it again.
Yes.
No, I can't do it.
You were just like, you're moving your hands too much. You were just like, it's terrible. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I
love you. But
bro,
you blew it.
I can't do it again.
You blew it.
You get one fucking chance, bro.
Nah, that's why we need to be recording this bullshit.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to cut some cheese for you and being a real dick.
I'm going to let you cut the cheese for me. This is funny. Ashley just looks scared, and Alex just has his eyes closed, waving a knife around. Just with a microphone stuff. Yeah, just, God. So what kind of cheddar is this one?
It's not cheddar. It is herb and spice Havarti. It's a creamy, tangy cheese with herbs and spice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, it is produced in Denmark.
Mm, okay. And, well, yes. I need to go to Denmark and try some of this shit.
Well, you can try some.
Dude, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean like fresh from the cow, man.
Dude, this... I saw the cow at the store where I bought it.
What?
Yeah, they like...
Live feed?
It out.
Oh, yeah, it just shits out fucking cheese bricks.
Yeah, you don't know how cheese is made?
Yeah, and they just, like, they get a big, like, bellow, like, fireplace bellow.
Yeah.
They're just full of spices, and they go up to the cow's nose. And
just pump it right up.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, that's Havarti.
They play that pump it up song. Yeah.
Yeah, they
pump
just...
Pump up the cow, pump it up.
They just castrate the udder.
Yeah.
So it has to come
it's
out.
The only way.
It just, yeah, it stays inside and then it just gets
right,
shit
I gotta
out.
Put the cheese away. I'll be back.
Yeah, it's really good cheese. I would definitely enjoy a grilled cheese. Ah, mountain cows.
Cheese cows.
Yeah, dude, there you go. Man, this show's got it all. Old people
what?
Croaking around
what?
The fucking woods. Cheese cows.
See?
I'll be damned.
Anyway. Now that we're done with that.
Yeah, dude, that was good thing. Shit. Good cheese, dude.
It's good cheese.
Mm-hmm.
She said it melts really good.
I think, though, yeah, when you're looking at a wall of cheese, it is intimidating.
Yeah. There was like 80 cheeses.
Yeah.
Like, so many cheeses.
That was it.
I was looking for, like, smoked Gouda. But
yeah.
Then I was just like, I'm scared.
Oh,
I was like, what?
Where is it at?
What's good for cheese for grilled cheese?
In St. Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The cheese lady. Like, she's on the bluff during during the Great Depression. No.
I remember the Great Depression cheese lines. Yeah. I remember those. I remember those for sure.
No, but check it out. You've been in there, right?
I know. I've told you guys this story. I think I probably told it on the podcast.
Do it again. We have a bunch of stories. We
went
told.
To the food show in Chicago. It was at Navy Pier.
Yeah.
It was massive, and there was so much shit.
That's
and
what
every
she
booth
said.
It was samples, and it was like crazy good fucking shit, dude. But I went to like probably 40 charcuterie tables and tried all kinds of cheeses at each table.
Yeah.
And did like two or three laps. And it was open bar too. So I was hammered and full of cheese and just
cheesy.
Just a bloated wreck. <It ain't> I was eating a bunch of fish, just sardines and shit.
What?
Oh, they were good. All
right, you can't do that.
They were good as fuck. Oh, yeah.
Did you at any point say, it ain't easy being cheesy?
I do believe I did say good. That several times, probably.
I am very glad.
Just being like, oh.
I'd be really disappointed if you didn't
pretty sure
say
I definitely
that.
Made that joke.
It ain't easy being yeah. cheesy.
Yeah, it's just going outside and getting high and coming back in and getting some drinks and then going to hitting the cheese ring again. Getting nervous, you know, try like, oh, go around and do blue cheese this time.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, was that your
the
knuckle?
What the fuck did you just do?
Did you hit your can? Oh, just clink.
Oh, I thought it was like it actually hurt. I didn't know how a human knuckle could make that noise
it
on its own.
It sounded hollow, yeah.
I thought...
It went all can. Yeah.
No, I didn't know she hit the can. Yeah.
I don't think your mic's on. No.
Yeah, so fuck off.
So no one can hear that.
Love you.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah, there you go. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya. You got any Native American in you?
I thought I did, but I don't.
Ah, yes. I like how everyone moved to America and just started making up shit.
Right.
Is that not what it seems like?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, I did 23, but guess what? I'm not Lithuanian. I'm African.
Like, I just know I'm a quarter Irish. Me I mean, look at my beard.
I'm a quarter Irish, too. Look at mine.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I got the slappy scrappy.
He's on the back of your head.
Oh, yeah, I grew my beard on the back of my head because I'm a
it's a reverse
piece of shit.
It's a reverse beard. That's what you should just start calling it.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. How is it not? It's on the back of your face.
Don't give a shit about having a beard that much.
I'm just saying.
Dude,
like,
I am not going to start calling
right,
how my is
a mullet
my
not
backwards
or a
beard.
Reverse beard.
That is the
no.
dumbest shit I've
no.
ever heard in
no.
my life.
What?
What are you talking about?
How is it? How is it not a reverse beard?
I mean,
just
it,
because a beard's
it
on your
is,
face.
But to sit there and call it that is so sad.
Dude, it's hilarious.
That's my back beard.
Yeah. That's funny as fuck. What are you talking about?
Dude, I... Well, then I would I would have to...
No.
I would have to shave
I'll leave
right
it up
here,
to the
then.
Listeners.
What
not,
if I shave here bald?
It's not up... No.
And got eyes tattooed.
Well, I mean, that would just be insanity.
Yeah.
Nah.
Huh?
Does a beard have to be on your face? What can't you call, like, your armpit hair beards?
A beard, pit beard?
Yeah.
Well, you can call whatever the fuck you want.
Well, like, who gets to...
Who decides...
Who, the
who
fuck,
made these rules?
Who the fuck gets to decide this shit? You just can't have an armpit beard? No, for
know.
Real. Why can't it be an armpit beard?
I mean, it totally could. This could
Why
be,
can't you have a pubic beard?
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, buddy. I'm on your
a
side.
A butthole beard. Like, what's
I'm
the
with
difference?
You. There has to be a difference, right?
No. Some asshole
well,
was
then
just
why
like,
aren't they...
it's on your face. It's a beard.
Well, why don't they Who... call it that?
Yeah. That's just some asshole was like, that's what it is. Like, fuck that, I'm a spoon guy, yeah. When the first dude invented the fork.
Dude.
That's from a comedian. I stole that. Fuck that, I'm a spoon guy. No?
No, I'm just trying to think of something. I'm sorry.
I'm just sorry. The look on his face.
I know. I went blank for a second. I'm sorry.
I was talking about inventions and like how people got pissed about them. Like,
yeah.
So who gets to invent what the fuck you call your body hair?
I don't know. Doctors did it, I guess, or something.
So, like, but there's, like, I feel like a beard is just face pubes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
yeah.
Why is it called a beard?
I don't know.
Why don't I call my...
No. I think it's different.
I don't think it is.
If you never... Have you ever shaved your whole body?
I don't have, like, a lot of hair.
So why don't your armpits, beards grow as long as that? It's different.
Because I'm baller.
Body hair is different than head hair.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's why. How come your eyebrows aren't growing? Maybe your eyebrows are the same as pubes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've plucked
my eyebrows. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never plucked mine or anything. I feel like just as a all-around kind of dangerous badass that, you know, I'm around a lot of open flames.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm doing dangerous stuff.
Yeah, when you're doing all the welding.
No, yeah, welding.
Nah, I'm just fucking with
that's
this.
That's the only dangerous job in the world. No, dude, you know, I'm blowing fireballs and stuff. I'm talking about radical shit. I ain't talking about dumb shit like that, dude. I'm talking cool explosions and guitar solos. And, yeah, I'm just doing pyrotechnics in my basement. Like,
no, actually, my beard has gotten a lot longer now that I haven't welded. In a long time.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Like, because it was just getting...
It would be like your helmet?
Yeah.
It stayed helmet length?
Yeah, it stayed the exact helmet, like, length and shape.
You gotta get, like... Okay, start 3D printing extenders for that.
They
for
do make,
beard.
Like...
Oh, of course they do. That's not a good idea.
Clip-on things. Yeah. Fuck that. That shit's for fags or whatever. Fucking... Shop dudes would say.
Whatever machinist would say.
Yeah. I was just like, whatever, it's hair on my face.
But they'd give you shit about having a beard?
Nah.
Oh.
But, I mean, now it's cool. Like, I can grow a longer beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Until you get it caught in a rake or a chainsaw.
Well, you know, fucking send it.
God, it'd be funny if you got your beard caught in a rake. Just a metal wire rake.
I've got it caught in a million things.
Like, stop pulling it. Stop pulling
it. I zip my beard up in my shit all the time, dude. Like,
yeah, I would just zip tie it and then tuck it.
I need to just start, like,
get a bandito.
Get it braided.
Bandana.
Beardana.
Start wearing sombreros and shit. Yeah. It's out there raking. Just start fucking with people. I don't Doppler.
Por favor.
Just pretend to be.
Aqua. Yeah. Just like start saying the little Spanish I know.
Un poquito.
Like. Yeah. Just
so over and over again.
Yeah.
You're just talking to somebody who speaks fluent Spanish.
Right. Just eventually just go to that.
Then if you have to, just revert, you know, into a... Yes.
Just start dancing.
Just take a nap.
Turn my hat over my eyes and lay down against a tree.
Yeah.
I know more Spanish. I just can't think of it right now.
Doesn't can count to 10 in Spanish.
Yeah, I can't count to 10. But she's lame.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Seis.
Nueve.
See, that's where I lose it.
I think it's nueve.
I can only do six.
I think it's nueve. That's the only...
Must get complicated.
Should
after
I call up my wife and have her wake up? My sick son, so he can tell us.
Just shake him awake.
Absolutely.
How do you say 7, 8, 9
pick
in Spanish?
Pick him up by his ankles and fucking.
If shit hits the van, we're going to Mexico, so you better be up on this shit.
I'm depending on you to navigate us through Mexico, okay, kid? Can't Spanish, dude.
You just go down there only knowing numbers.
Just 1 through 7 or 6 or whatever. You know?
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, well,
you could probably get through some of it. Like, I mean, you could get food and water. You could just be like, four?
Por favor, four.
Three. And then they start hitting you with neves or whatever. And you're right. Like, whoa! So you're just eating like dollar junk food.
Ay, ay, ay.
You'd end up just eating the same candy over and over again because you'd be like, I know that cost the
just Chiclets.
That cost Uno.
Just that bunch of Chiclets. You're just eating gum the
time
whole time
for lunch.
Oh fuck me.
Yeah.
I only say that because I've been to Mexico.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Dude. I remember one time.
Well,
I,
it's not hilarious, but
when I was when I was very young. Maybe like 5 or 6, I asked my mom to buy me some of those at the store, like checking out.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought they were cereal.
Really?
Yeah. So I went and put them in a bowl, like 3 or 4 packets, because I was like,
oh my God.
It needs to, you know.
Soak.
It's a very.
Do you think they were going to get bigger?
I don't know. Well, no, the gum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chiclets.
It didn't get bigger. It just...
They looked like little teeth.
Fortunately, I didn't have any milk, so I didn't milk them. But I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll just eat them dry. And I just sat down and started watching cartoons and ate a whole bowl of gum. And then my mom comes down, she's just like, what are you eating? And I was like, that cereal? She's like, that's fucking gum. Like, what are you doing?
Were you farting bubbles?
I don't know. I think I was like, I'm going to have to look at my shit and see what it looks like.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I think I just shit a bunch and forgot.
That is amazing.
Because I was like 5, so I was just like, poop. Bam. I got shit to do.
Dude, how does the TV know what I do?
There's more gum I just need to eat.
I'm trying to think of, like, old school candy now.
Oh, cigarettes.
Those cigarettes, I used to sharpen them into little shivs. My daughter did that to me with a candy cane the other day and stabbed me with it, and honestly, it hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
And she's like, look how sharp this is.
She
and
poked
I was like,
you with something sharp? Hell yeah.
I said, why are we doing this? Can we just eat it normal? She's no.
And then did you have any inward reflection? Like, wait a minute, why did I do that?
Oh, where's my picture at?
Wait a minute.
I have a picture in the car.
I up to?
Nora made the gingerbread house into like a house of murders.
Oh, awesome. Amara.
It's mine now.
Amara got a doll and its hair was like as long as the doll. So she was like, I gotta cut the hair.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone in the house tells her, don't do it.
Who the fuck is out there?